Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns. Newscast dated April 3rd, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's it going this week, Asclepius?
Oh, going extra well, thanks, Lord Baldrith. And how are you?
Doing wonderful. Just looking forward to another weekend of playing and having fun.
It's nice. And hey, it's Easter. We've got a few days off.
That's great. You got some time off from the Easter holidays?
Yes. I've got the whole weekend off. So guess what I'm going to be doing?
Killing ghosts?
Absolutely. And rabbits.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. I finally got my revenge on that horrible little rabbit.
Oh yeah, he'd kind of wiped the floor with you last week when we were talking?
He more than wiped the floor with me. He used me as a dust cloth and anything else you can name. He is evil.
Wow, and he looks so innocent.
I know. I don't know who designed him or who built him, but whoever it is needs some serious therapy, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah, who is he based on now?
Yeah. Yes. Chaos or order?
Yeah. We can only guess.
Yes. But what I didn't realize, and what I've since discovered, is that there is a quest built around him.
Oh, so when you kill them, you got a quest?
No, you get a quest first. If you go to Ardoris, if you head off to the far eastern side of town, about halfway down, there is a guy standing there who's labeled an odd mage. And once you get into conversation with him, you'll discover that his name is Timothy the Enchanter. And he gives you the quest of going to deal with this evil lapin of death and destruction.
Oh, wow. I've never run into that particular NPC.
No, nor had I. And the good news is, if you go and see him first, he will give you a couple of orbs from the Oracle. I'm not sure what they are, but apparently they act a bit like bombs.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, nice. It's a little bit more ammunition to deal with this guy. And trust me, you do need all the ammunition you can get.
Now, can you blow away those skeletons that are around him with those bombs, too?
Good question. I'll tell you honestly, I have dealt with this little guy a couple of times. I went with a few guildmates. I think Cabal was one of the heroes. And we dealt with him then. I don't think any of us realized that these bombs even existed. I just stumbled across this evil little critter and told a few people and said, okay, we're going to have to go and deal with him. So we dealt with him. Subsequently, last night, I went with someone else with Lucky Thin Legs, and she had met the mage first. And so the mage gives you these bombs. She was carrying a couple. And I have to say that with two of us, it was a huge task. It really was. We died a few times and ran back around the corner a few times to regenerate. And I think what did it in the end was the luck of the draw, because we were fighting away. The little rabbit came up. I got a couple of healing touches pop up in my deck. Yes.
Yay.
And then about four death touch glyphs in a row. I was like, gotcha.
That's what you need, yeah.
Evil swine, you.
Yeah.
So I cut him down, and I think Lucky Thin Legs exploded a bomb. I mean, I died after that point because all the other guys got to me, but I came back. The rabbit was still dead. And it is recorded in your journal that you have defeated this evil creature with minimal losses, and your deeds shall resound throughout the land. And go back and tell the enchanter of your wonderful success.
Oh, there might be a nice reward waiting for you there.
Yes. Yes, I won't tell you. Don't get your hopes up too high.
Ah, you're going to make me do it myself, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'll go find the cavalry, and I'll do it too.
Yeah, yes, yes. But look, it was such a huge experience and an exciting journey. I mean, these guys who built this game for us, I mean, apart from being evil, they have wonderful imaginations, and I love every minute of it.
Well, that's the good thing. You know, if they didn't have imaginations, the game wouldn't be as fun. So, yeah, we love this kind of stuff.
That's right. And it's a continual challenge, and it's just that little bit too hard until you find a way around it.
Yeah, without those bombs, you probably wouldn't have been able to do it.
No. So, there you go.
So, that's good to know, yeah.
It's something that everybody should do if you feel like a bit of self-torment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but take friends, because you will not be able to do it on your own. And look, with three or four people, eminently doable, I'd say. With two people, you will die a few times, but you might just get there.
I'll find some high-level people to come with me. I think we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll be fine.
I got to do it before the next release, because I got to start all over again.
That's right, yes. And it's probably an Easter thing. It probably won't be in the next release.
Oh, well, shoot. I better do it like within the next week, then. It'll be gone, huh?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. They'll think of something else evil to put in.
Yeah, that's right. There's other holidays coming, and we can have some more fun.
Exactly. Well, but it's been good. All right. And I've been browsing the sewers. They're an interesting structure. They really are. Love the sewers. You can actually enter the sewer in Ardoris, and I have such a good bump of direction, and I'm so clever at finding things that I had to put a post in the forum asking someone to help me to tell me where they were.
Don't. Well, the community's pretty helpful, so that's good.
They are actually, you know, the community is awesome. I do love this community. You get stuck and you just put up your hand and ask for help. Before you know it, three or four people have already answered, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's like they've got their doctor's degree in this game. They can tell you anything.
That's right. And not only that, but, yeah. Two or three people, I think there was Spoon. There was Smack who told Spoon how to do it. Somebody else said, yeah, this is how you do it. This is where you go. Da-da-da-da. Marta put up a screenshot of herself standing over the entrance to the Ardoris sewer.
Ah, very cool.
There it is. And then Spoon said, yeah, that's fantastic. But what would have been even better if you'd done a location? You know, you typed it like, and you get the location reference. So she went back and did it.
Okay, now, that's one thing I wouldn't know how to read location, you know, where to go with it.
Yeah. Look, it still confuses me a bit, because you got three numbers. And, okay, now which one is which? Is it left? Which one is left? Which one is right? Which one is up? Which one is down? But if I'm looking for a particular grid reference, well, I'll do the location thing. I think, yeah, okay. Well, let's get at least one of those numbers to match up. Then I know something's right. Then I'll start wandering and see if I can get two of them to match up.
Yeah.
So.
It's like unlocking a combination or something. Oh, it is.
Yeah. But yes, the Ardoris sewers, you can enter them. And if you find the secret, you can pop up again in Soul Town, in Solania, and in the Spectral Mines.
That's a really good spread of cities, so that's kind of cool.
It's great, right. Yes. It reminds me of that underground way in Serpent's Isle.
Oh, yeah. That was cool, wasn't it? Ooh.
That was cool. Was it the Dark Pathway?
Yeah. And wasn't it something you had to discover?
You do.
Obvious? Yeah.
You have to discover each portion of it, and once you have, you can just pop in one section and go to the other one. It was lovely.
That's great. They've got other ways to travel besides the map. I think that's really cool.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's tremendous. So, in that sense, you can see the heritage of Ultima coming through. You can say, oh, yeah. This is a game that's built by the people who built the other games. I can see that. And I think it's great.
Oh, yeah. We like to see the connections between all the games.
Yeah, certainly do. So it's been a really good week. And, gradually working my way up in levels. Very nice.
Very nice.
Never going to achieve what Themalok did, but that is awesome.
No, but it was good of him to discover that for all of us, so we got to see it. It's really cool.
It is indeed. So we've got some very valuable members in the community who do a lot for us and for the game.
That's right. Yeah, I don't suspect the devs expected us to top out our level, so that's pretty cool.
That's right. You might find that when the game actually launches, we get 10 experience points for killing a skeleton.
Yeah, that's what I would expect, too.
Yeah.
So technically, getting to level 10 might take you a few weeks.
That's right. And getting to level 50 might take you a year.
That's right. And that's fine with me, because I plan on playing for years.
Well, that's all right, yes. And that's what it should be. This should be something ongoing. And there's always something new, something different, and something else and extra you can do. You don't want to top it out in a few weeks.
No, if you get everything done, then the game loses all its heart. And it's like, well, now what am I going to do?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So slow is good as far as I'm concerned, just because, you know, it just gives you something to shoot for.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And when I'm tired of beating up skeletons, I'll sit on the back of my boat and go fishing.
That's right. Yeah, well, that'd be cool.
Ah, that'd be great.
Especially awesome. When you can sail it, huh?
Oh, no. That will be lovely. Yes. Yes, I'm playing the long game. I'm waiting
Deep
for
sea
that
fishing,
day.
Fishing up sharks and sea creatures.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Bit of marlin, bit of tuna. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to fishing. Yay.
Good stuff. Okay. Hey, I could charge for fishing trips, couldn't I?
You could, yeah. You could charge a fee. That's a good idea.
Yes. Excellent. Oh, look at that.
There's a moneymaker for you.
Business venture.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, I suppose we better start something serious.
Yeah, I guess there's stuff to talk about, huh?
That's right. Okay, update of the avatar, number 119. Happy Easter, SOTA companion app, book covers, Fez hat, deco winners, and more. Lovely. All right. Yeah, well, before the main news, I mean, look at all these fun screenshots.
I've never seen that pot. I wonder where that is.
Yeah. Happy Easter. That's lovely. It warmed our hearts to see so many of you embrace the bunny theme. Lovely. Yeah. You can actually fit in that pot.
Yeah, now I wonder how you get back out. That looks pretty tough.
Yes, you would want to be able to get back out, wouldn't you?
I can picture bumping my head trying to get out of there. Like, oh,
yes. Because there is a fire under it.
Yes, there is. It's probably warm.
Yes. Now, isn't that a great screenshot of that evil bunny?
Is that what the evil bunny looks like?
That's him. Yes.
Oh, he's got red eyes and red paws. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he looks innocent enough, doesn't he?
Sort of. He does.
Yes.
Sitting there eating something off the ground, just waiting for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. But when he comes up close to you, he's not so innocent.
No, he does. What does he do to you? Like death magic?
I think it's largely air magic. It looks as if he's shooting lightning out from his ears.
Oh.
And he'll stun you and knock you over.
Hey, now that's not too nice.
It's not nice, I know. I know. I mean, you would not expect that from a rabbit.
No, you wouldn't expect a rabbit to do, you know, anything except try to bite you, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, I think he does bite you on the neck, too.
No, that's not nice either.
No, it's not. And you lose an awful lot of hit points very quickly.
So be prepared to run?
Yes. Run very fast. If you run around the corner, they generally don't follow.
So does he get all his health back when you run, or can you keep...
Yeah.
So then you got to try again.
That's right, yes. So it's a fun experience if you've got an hour or so to spare.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of repair kits. Yeah,
that's right. There we have the evil eyes staring up from the water in the rabbit mask. Lovely.
That's great.
Beautiful screenshots there.
I know. I always wonder how people get such beautiful screenshots. I don't know what their trick is.
I know. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So people have been having fun with the bunnies. So that's nice.
Yes, it is. That's great.
Okay, and now more big news. The Shroud of the Avatar companion app. We're excited to learn of the new SOTA companion app being developed by community member Brenton. As in his forum post, I'm making a thread here for the SOTA companion app I'm currently developing for iOS and soon Android. It's going to be used as a reference for maps, crafting skills, and creatures. I tell you what, that is also awesome.
I really love this app. It is completely beautifully laid out. I was looking at that. I just love it.
Oh, honestly. A video and a few screenshots of the app, the Beta 3 version. Now that is just magic.
I mean, look at the screenshots. He's just did a wonderful job on this thing.
He has. And I will be absolutely honest and with full disclosure. I happen to be in the Moongate Travelers, and one of the guys actually took the time to sit down and map out the sewers and the areas underneath Ardorus, Solania, Soltown, and Spectral Mines. Without that, I would not have found my way at all.
Yeah, that's a lot of work there, getting that all mapped out.
It is a lot of work, and I so appreciate it. It is amazing. I'm pretty sure it was Duffery.
Nice.
So,
I really like the way he's laid out this crafting on this app. You know, he's in the bed and what you need to make it. It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. And if you got hints and tips on everything available, all the alchemy, blacksmithing, butchery, yep. It is amazing. This is going to be something that's going to be really, really handy for people. So yes, I'll definitely be going to sign up for that.
Well, you'll have to check that out. You'll have to put it next to you when you're playing so you can look your recipes up and stuff. It's just awesome.
That's right. I mean, really, I remember when I was playing Ultima 5, I had a notebook. And you have to write stuff in the notebook. And I ended up with a pretty big notebook. But now, you can have it on an app.
And now that notebooks have been replaced by little phones and pads and computers, that's where we are.
That's right. It's the same purpose, but so much more convenient. And that is going to be brilliant.
Yeah, remember how it was when you'd lose your paper you were writing on? Oh, no. You'd be lost.
Yes. Yeah. And this game is very much like the Ultimas of old. What you're looking for isn't obvious. And you can stumble around for hours trying to find something. But once you find it, it's such a sense of achievement and satisfaction.
No, it is.
And it's great. So they don't hold your hand, but honestly, if you have a little app like this, it makes life so much easier.
Well, you can make your notes. I mean, if you start a quest and you don't get back to it for a while, you might need to go back to what you were doing, or you'll have to, I don't know if you can start over, but you'd be in trouble.
Sure. Well, that's right. Exactly. So yes, a huge thanks and applause and appreciation to Brenton for this little app.
Yeah, great work.
Yep. And again, I'm so impressed with the skills and the dedication that we have in this community.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they have these skills, because some of us just do not. So, much appreciated.
Yeah, I'll second that one. Okay, and look at the next shots. More from the entrance of the Spectral Mines.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving the new trees. You see all the new trees they've got in there?
I do, yes. This is going to look something brilliant.
Yeah, the mountains are looking nice too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. It's getting to be more dramatic and more breathtaking each time.
It's like you look at these scenes, it's like, oh, I really want to go there. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, just one tiny little experience I had when I was messing around in the sewers. Near Salania, they have elf fighters down there, fighters and archers and mages and stuff like that. There's a little encampment there with tents and a campfire in a large-ish room type area. And I'm running around there. And for a minute, I gave myself a fright because there's this shadow in my right field of vision. I thought, oh, there's somebody else there. No, there wasn't. That was me. The campfire, my avatar was casting a shadow on the wall. And I could see the shadow that the light from the campfire was casting on the wall as I was running past. I have never seen anything that realistic in a game before.
So, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That must be the new Unity 5 stuff that's coming in.
It would have to be, yeah. Yeah. So, that is really impressive. If you have shadow distance set to maximum or whatever it is, you get some really cool effects.
Yeah, they're going to... That's what one thing they're working on is the lighting stuff. It's just going to be awesome when they get it, you know, all done.
When they get it finally done. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And as you say, it's getting better every time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's flickers and stuff you see, but you just know that's just all part of what they're trying to fix. And it's just, eventually we're going to have, to me, it's going to look like as good a game as you've ever played.
With
all
that's
the great
right,
features they're putting in. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the current debate, of course, is when it's going to be released, and people having fun in the forum trying to guess that.
Yeah. Have you thrown a guess into that thread?
I haven't, no. I suppose I could get around to it, but I know it's going to be wrong.
I know. Well, I want to be, you know, optimistic and say I'll get to play before Christmas, but then again, it's like, I don't know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Really, the only important thing is when it's ready.
That's right.
Yep.
And then we have a chance to make the 2016 most anticipated games, right?
We do. Yeah, that's right. Yes. And look, the more it is developed, the more impressive it's looking, and the more people are coming in, and the more interest it's generating. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I'm just shocked every time I look around. Here's another new Duke. It's just amazing to me. It's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people I've never seen before, they're all of a sudden they're a Duke. It's like, wow.
Awesome.
Great, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, super. And applause, because that's a significant pledge level.
It is. It's a great pledge.
Yeah. It's not just pocket money.
No, no. That's a serious investment. That's dedication, you know?
It is. It is. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, really, all the people who have kicked in to be dukes and lord of the manor, that's serious stuff. And big kudos and thanks to them.
Oh, yeah, we definitely appreciate it. Making our game better and making it better for everybody. It's awesome.
That's right. And not only that, but everybody is supported at whatever level, you know.
Oh, yeah, even if you're only supporting a founder or lower,
That's right.
It's good.
They believe in this game, and everybody's helping to push it along to success.
That's right. Just as long as, you know, we can see you in-game and we can get together and quest, that's all great.
That's absolutely right. And there's a lot of new names that I see rushing past as I'm traveling from one place to another.
Yeah, people, you haven't seen them on the forums, but it's like, oh, this is somebody new, probably.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. And sometimes you get the chance to say hello or interact with them or help them out. So that's all good.
Yeah, it's always fun when they stop and they talk to you, ask you something. It's really fun.
It is. It is. It's nice. Yeah. And if people can go away feeling that it's a helpful and welcoming community, then they're going to come back.
Yeah, it's not like your normal WoW MMO where people just don't have the time of day to give you.
Sure.
I remember the days dungeoning in games like World of Warcraft, and if you asked a question, you were an idiot, and they're going to kick you out of the party because they don't have time to teach you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the pop culture of MMO world. That's why I like this game so much better. It's like people actually enjoy talking to you and helping you, and it's just part of the fun.
Yes. Well, it is. And I'll just pose a question to you. All of the stuff that is going on now in Shroud, like the weekend events, the weddings, the plays, the fun, the balls, the fun get-togethers, would you find those in World of Warcraft or in your traditional MMOs?
No. The last place I've seen anything fun like a wedding was in Ultima Online.
Right.
In World of Warcraft, no. If you were ever to do a wedding or anything like that, they would call you a Care Bear and say, go away, leave me alone. That's the attitude.
Sure. Yeah.
This is a whole new kind of game, you know?
It is a new kind of game. And it is a kind of game that I actually like. It's great.
That's right. This is the kind of game I've been looking for, because I haven't played a fun game since Ultima Online, you know, that was sustaining anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there is more to life and more to the world than just building up your character, killing off 10,000 monsters to get to level XYZ, and beating the final bad dude at the end of the game.
That's the problem with the mindset. It's all about going to this dungeon, getting it done as many times as you can so you can get all your tokens to buy your new set of armor. And that's their whole goal. It's like, well, how fun is that?
Yeah, right. Yes. Because I would imagine, I didn't ever play World of Warcraft, but I've sort of got the concept. That would have to get old after a while.
The thing about World, it was a big game, it was a fun game, but it got old quick because you would feel like you accomplished something, and then the next month, all that armor you just earned and got was outdated. So now your character was weak again, and you had to go do it all over again. That just takes away all the achievement.
Yeah.
I like fishing and cooking and stuff, but the rest of it was just annoying, you know?
Sure, yeah. Whereas here we have the opportunity for actual, dare I say, human interaction.
yeah, quality human interaction. And a house, you know, it's nice having a house, you know, things like that that we were missing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
A place to call your own, a place to visit, friends. It's just so much different. This is just, it's almost like a second life, you know?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes. I actually went to the ball that the Britannian Mining Company put on the other week. Look, that was just a lot of fun. Just a whole bunch of people getting together, dancing around, talking, congregating. I mean, you know, doing basically nothing, I suppose you'd say. But it's just a lot of fun.
That's right. And you didn't gain any levels or find any new items, right?
No. But it's online socializing.
Yep.
And it's caring about other people. And that's great.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what's so rewarding. You actually make friends.
You do. That's right. You do make friends. And look, I've made a lot of friends in this game. And it is a really good feeling.
It is.
Yeah.
People you trust, people you like to talk to, hang out with. It's great.
That is right, yeah. And it makes the game a pleasure to play and to come back to.
Yeah, because you have something to do. It's not just about getting that next quest done. It's about, hey, I'll go visit my friend or I'll go talk to somebody. It's a whole new way.
That's right, yes. And as we'll get to later, there's usually a lot of stuff on the weekend. Oh, I'll go and do that.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Okay, all right. Judging a book by its cover. Scott Jones has been busy this week designing book covers for in-game books. Brilliant. Each unique book cover will give players a hint of the book's contents. Now that looks really nice, doesn't it?
Aren't those gorgeous? I just zoomed it in a little bit. Those are beautiful.
Yeah. Magic.
I'm curious. Are these just, I wonder if they're the standard design or if they're going to just keep adding more?
It's a good question. I mean, we have the basic virtues, which are brilliant. We've got three principles there. Prophet. We've got fairy tales. Okay. And then essays. Essays and novels would cover most things. Stories of valor, stories of sacrifice. That would probably be covering most topics, I guess.
So, like, I wonder what a blank book would look like. Is it going to be one of these or just something else? Or
oh, yeah.
Different colors. I don't know. This is cool, though.
It is. I mean, it'll be awesome when we can walk around in a game, see a book there, pick it up, read it.
Yes, especially if you can flip the pages and everything. We haven't seen that yet, have we?
No. No, I don't think we have. Well, now, I might tell a lie. As you enter the Spectral Mines, there is a book there. You can pick it up, you can read it, but I'm not sure whether it went to two pages.
Okay, now I might have missed that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a journal that's lying beside the bedroll as you first go in.
Okay, okay. I know I bought all the books from the bookseller, and you can read those, but you can't put them on your shelf. So they're more of a, you know, just an inventory item.
Sure.
I was actually quite disappointed with that because I was trying to build a library. It didn't work out.
Look, I hope that'll come. Because that is, again, a touch of reality. A touch of realism.
As I've said, I think everything in your inventory should be placeable. But, man, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be good. Have a bookshelf in your home. And you can go and pull out a book and read it. That'd be great.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I want to be able to stack any crazy item I want to around my house. Because I'm just going to have quite the house. Get ready,
you pack rat,
junk man.
Oh, dear. We'll get there. I'm sure it'll happen.
We'll get there, yeah.
All right, and look. We've got another hat coming up.
Hey, look at that hat.
The Release 17 Grand Tour Quest Rewarder Fez. That actually looks rather nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of hat they wore in the Honeymooners, a Raccoon Lodge hat or one of those?
I like the little design on it.
Yeah, what's that design mean? Is that the Infinity symbol?
That's what I was wondering. It's the Infinity symbol with a stroke through it. So, yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah, it must be a game symbol.
Yeah. But, hey, it looks pretty cool. I might actually wear that one.
I would try it on, yeah. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay, I have to get that one.
I wonder if the little tassel moves around when you walk.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be cool.
It would, yes. Yes, or when you dance, that'll bobble up and down.
Yep. Do a little head bobbing dance, make a move, that'd be fun.
Yes. You realize that we're going to be level 5 when we're chasing for this?
Oh, I know. It's going to be a tough one to get, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to band together.
Yeah. What I did last time is I just leveled up to 20 before I got my hat. Do that again.
Yeah, that sort of helps. And by that time, the Mad Hermit's got his video out.
That's right. And he's excellent.
And tells you how to do it.
Yeah, he always gives me the good tips.
Oh, he does. Well, speaking of which, that's the next item on the agenda. Time is running out to get your R16 Grand Tour quest reward. Look at that. That ends on April 30th when we launch Release 17. So if you need help, there is the Mad Hermit's video.
Another excellent video also.
Oh, I know. Again, as awesome as ever, and really, really good, professionally done, and informative.
And I want to shout out the Mad Hermit. That is an awesome intro you got on your videos now with the little lightning, or the little light guy. I think that's so cool, the way he does that.
It is... I don't know how he does that. It's just amazing.
He must be an expert with the video. However you make a video like that, it's just awesome.
Yes. Yeah. You can tell quality in people who know what they're doing.
That's why I always say I wish he would do the promos for our game, just because it looks like you spent a lot of money on it. It's just awesome. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's right. Yeah. It just has professionalism written all over it.
Right down to every piece of the video. It's like he has this long script he wrote or something, the way he does it, just all set up so beautifully.
Yeah, I know.
The fade ins, the fade outs, how there's no excess, wasted time going on. It's just all great.
That's right. Yes. He's a masterful editor.
Yes, he is. Yeah. If he doesn't do that for a living, I'd be surprised, because it's just perfect.
Yes. No, it's great. So look, anybody who wants to know how to get the mask, go and check out that video. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have, as we reported here last week, the Release 15 Decoration Contest winners. There were 20 participants.
Wow, that was a lot.
It was. Yeah, that was really encouraging. Well, there were 18 real participants.
Yeah. That's
right. And you and me.
Kick us out, yeah.
But it was fun. We have the results in, so yes. First place, Lord Thomas, A Home for Adventurers. And second place, Galus, A Furniture Shop. And third place, Thermo Locker Performing Arts Centre. Now that is, well, good on them. That is.
Congratulations. Good, really good job, guys.
Yeah. A special mention went to Nat and Galus Trajan with the Bear Tavern Brawl Arena. And then Umuri, yes, with his puzzle box or torture box. Tied with Ravicus in the very famous Woody's Bar. Followed by Raven Swiftbow with a very cool cemetery crypt. And Soledad in Silverglade in their city home. Wonderful.
Very nice.
Ah, lovely. And some very nice words there from Dr. Shroud, one of the judges.
Yeah, he's so eloquent too.
He is, yes. Eloquent and genuine.
Yes. I know Dr. Shroud, he's a great guy.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
And here we have screenshots. Firstly, of Themo Locke's place, the Performing Arts Centre.
That's really cool.
Just laying that rug down, but it took forever, huh? Isn't that cool?
Oh, I know. Tell me about it. That's right. The amount of work that people have put in is breathtaking. And it's a bit heartbreaking when you realize that this is all going to be wiped.
Oh, I know, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I say bring on episode one.
I know. I would guess that's why you don't see all the houses decorated. People are like, oh, it's just going to get wiped.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it's a fair call, too.
I love to decorate, but yeah, I can understand the thoughts, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think once the game is finally released, there's going to be so more people flooding in, and the level of interest will go up exponentially. It'll just go through the roof.
Yes.
And people will be decorating. They'll be spending much more time and much more effort because, hey, it's permanent now.
Yeah, it's not going to get wiped anymore. So, hey, I get to keep it.
That's right. Yeah. So it'll be a lot easier to twist people's arms. Say, come on, come in, enjoy this wonderful game and decorate your place up. It'll stay there forever.
I mean, yeah, look, imagine how nice our houses will get.
Yeah, that's amazing. And first place, Lord Thomas, the home for adventurers. That even looks nice from the outside, you know.
Yeah, that rustic house, that's a pretty wild house, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Looks like it's going to fall. Wouldn't we talk about that? Looks like it's going to fall down.
Yeah, it does. Yes. I wonder if it comes with a structural warranty.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, you come in one day, it's like, oh, I got to put that back together.
Yes.
The wind blew too hard that day.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's a very nice hedge design he did there. I like that.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
I still want to know where they find those fountains. I've been looking for one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never found one to decorate with. Not since, like, release 2 or 3. It's been a long time since I've ever seen one.
Hmm. Yeah, I've seen a few around, but yeah, I can't tell you where to buy one.
Yeah, I've been to 3 or 4 different vendors and they don't sell them. But maybe they renamed it and it's messed me up. I don't know.
Okay. Someone will pop up on the forum and let us know.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I haven't asked. It's like, you know.
Yes.
I got my hot tub, you know, I'm good.
Yeah. And the most difficult room to build was the outhouse, built onto the side.
Yes. You know, that was a pretty good idea, using a stable for an outhouse. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. And let's face it, every home needs one.
That's right. Indoor plumbing, does it exist yet or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we have a release 16 post-mortem. Tuesday, April 7th at 3 p.m. Central. The next hangout. Richard Starr and Chris will be chatting about release 16. Recounting their favourite moments, also looking ahead to release 17. Now, any questions? Any comments you want answered? Put them in the comments section. Lovely.
Great.
So, yes, they might answer one of our questions. And please keep in mind, related to release 16 specific topics will be given priority. And if you talk forever, your question might be skipped. They do like to keep it short. And they're going to be given prizes. Nice. But you have to be in the IRC chat room during the broadcast. Which, of course, is tough for me because that's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Me too. I'm usually at work, so I miss those too.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. Yeah.
I prefer the new people to win the prizes anyway.
Well, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Okay, the Blackgate Games GDC interview. Okay, Blackgate Games, John Gould and Ellen Cadunan talk about their experiences at the 2015 Game Developers Conference. Nice. John Gould talks about the significance of the Ultima Games on his life and career, and what it was like to finally meet Lord British and Lord Blackthorn at this year's conference. Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
So again, awesomeness. Going to conferences, spreading the love, lifting the profile, and getting the word out about how wonderful this game is.
That's right.
Yep.
We need to spread that all around the world.
We sure do. And in-game weekend community events. Again, another great lineup. Saturday, we got the Paxley Working House, Church of the Dark Star, Saturday service at 11, 12. There's an obstacle run tournament, one versus one, at the Brave Coast. No, I think there might be death and destruction involved in that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
You guys are ruthless over there.
Yeah. 2 o'clock, there's a bare knuckle brawl. 3 o'clock, Novian Academy citizenship course. Very good. That's really helpful.
Those are awesome, aren't they? It's like a whole school going on there.
Yep, absolutely. And at 4 o'clock, there's an Easter Maze event. Sunday, Exploring Lavia, a Gridiron Feast, First Blood, Paxley Meeting, Fishing with Winfield. I know somebody else is going to be really happy when fishing comes in.
Me and Winfield are twin spirits on that one.
Well, that's good. It can't come soon enough. I think it'd be great for both of you and for everybody.
I'm so excited about that. All I'll be doing that release, probably.
I'll bring a picnic lunch and leave it for you.
You'll have to. I'll starve to death.
Yes.
Eating raw fish.
Yeah. Hey, and one thing I'm loving now, when you log on, it says message of the day, and it tells you everything that's happening that day.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Is that something new they put in?
Yep. I mean, that's if awesome. You log on during the week, it just says daily message, welcome to Release 16. You log on the weekend, it says daily message, welcome to Release 16. There is all of this stuff happening. Wow.
Cool. I like that. I wonder if they're ever going to put like an in-game calendar or something.
Good question. Well, it's in your journal, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. It's.
I mean,
that's
kind of in sentence.
In-game events, yep.
Does it get automatically updated and everything?
It does, yes.
Okay. Well, I just haven't noticed that then.
Yeah, they're onto that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, they're already thinking there.
So no excuse not to attend all these lovely events that are happening. Brilliant. Okay. Moongate Travelers present a scavenger hunt. And this sounds like a lot of fun for people who would like to do this. And
so are you involved in this one? That's your guild, right?
It is, but I can't claim any credit for it. It was a brilliant idea by Davin Rock and a few of the more senior people in the guild. They got their heads together and they thought up a whole bunch of things that people could rush around and collect. Some are easy, some not so easy. I mean, a rabbit carcass, not so easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Well, any rabbit you can kill, but you have to go and kill this particular rabbit. And a screenshot of some Easter baskets, which are right behind the evil rabbit.
Oh, that's not a good place for them.
No, funny that.
Yeah.
So some are difficult. You have to have a weapon that is 98 out of 100 durability.
I guess you buy a new one and use it a little bit.
Yes, and a couple of people in the forum have commented that, they get it to 98 and put it in their inventory and it's 97. It's hard to get one that's actually 98.
Maybe that's why they chose that particular number.
Yeah. So it's fun. And a screenshot of Lord British and a screenshot of Darkstar.
Like their avatar?
In-game. In-game.
Well, that would be hard to do. I've only seen them once in-game.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it can be an old screenshot, but yeah, that's not easy to come by.
That's true. I have an old one. That'd be cheating, though, wouldn't it? Or is that
allowed? No, it's fine. It's fine. That's allowed.
Can you steal somebody else's? It's like on the screenshot gallery.
Yeah. And apparently what you do is you just load everything into a trunk, or you start a trade with somebody and you load it all into your trade window so that you can see that it's all there. Take a screenshot of that. Send in the screenshot.
Oh, cool.
And there will be a random drawing on the first day of Release 17, on the Release 17 weekend, and the winner gets a hot tub.
Oh, great. That's a nice prize. Nice. You can have too many hot tubs, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, look, a lot of fun, a lot of rushing around, but hey, that's what it's all about.
Yep, that's half the fun, you know, getting something. Yeah, you're getting it done.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And we have an April Fool's mini deco contest. Oh, well, this sounds like a bit of fun. From the forum post by Lolly. She does such a lot of work.
Yeah, she does. She's always doing something.
Yes. You have one objective, make us laugh. So, doesn't have to be artistic this time. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It just has to be funny. Funny, pranky, and April Fools-ish. Somehow create some kind of a joke or prank or trick or funny scene. Doesn't have to be interactive, but it could be. Could be a tiny part of your lot or just a room or a construction, whatever. Make it funny. Make them laugh. Get the entries in by Saturday the 11th of April. Yay!
Very cool.
So there you go. We want everyone to have time to see what kinds of tricks you're willing to play on our hard-working judges before the next wipe.
For sure.
Oh, that's good. See, now here again.
We're going to miss our houses, aren't we?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Now, this is all something, as we were saying, your typical MMO or your WoWs just wouldn't be doing.
No way.
No.
I mean, they have events, but they don't have anything like this.
No. That's right. And this is actually fun.
It is. It's all community driven.
It is. That's right. It gets the community involved with each other. And that's great. Okay. And next, a wedding ceremony. Mr. James Murphy and Mrs. River Beauchamp for their wedding on March the 28th. It was held in Solania on the perennial coast, and Lord British had the honours of giving away the bride.
That's great.
Yeah. And I saw the video of that, and that was very nice.
You know, they almost need a priest class. We got lots of people getting married here.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yes.
Yeah. For a priest outfit, you know, that'd be cool with a collar and everything. That'd be cool.
Yeah. That's a thought for the devs. Yeah.
No, we want more clothing, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right. So, very nice video, very nice wedding it was. Congratulations to you both.
Yeah.
That is
happy,
lovely.
Happy life there.
Yeah. Awesome. And it's a beautifully decorated and laid out lot.
Oh, it is.
That's fantastic. Okay, and look at that, the Easter Bunny pet. What would Easter be without your very own Easter Bunny pet?
That's right. And I know they've even talking about making it so we can leave our pets in our house to roam around. So all the more exciting.
Nice, nice. Well, I went and got one.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. Got to have my own little bunny.
Yeah. So you can jump in your van.
Look, if I hadn't managed to get that other one, I could have used this one.
That's right. As long as you can take it out on somebody, huh?
That's right. But I had rabbit stew, so that was fine.
Yeah. Oh, you got his carcass and made some good stew. Huh?
Yes.
That's great.
And a special edition white lepus mask. Ah, there you go. Nice.
Very cool. Now, once we can dye all of our stuff, I wonder if that kind of, you know, maybe so you can have any color anyway, right?
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You could come in any color.
I remember in Ultima Online, white and black were the two colors that you had a hard time finding. So
really?
Maybe that would be the case here, too. I don't know.
Okay.
Since they're making a lot of things white and black, I just noticing that.
Mm-hmm.
Black type tub, it was like a 5-year award. It was hard to come by, that black.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what happens when the clothing dyes come in.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about dyes. That's really going to help.
Yeah, it sure is. Yes. Yes. I know Amber is going to dye her pink hat purple.
Yeah, is it going to be purple?
I think so, yes.
I'm surprised she'd even wear that thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a chaos item. That's a princess.
That's right. It is. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Alrighty. And we have Descent Underground. The Kickstarter campaign is in the final week. Doing well.
Good. Very good.
Yep. So the 90s action game favorite Descent is being blasted into the 21st century. With current generation gaming technology. Nice. So it looks like a space type game. Upgradable weapons and sensors with detailed tech trees. Very nice. So check out their Kickstarter site. And if you like what you see, then pledge your support. Lovely. And again, fair warning. So that nobody can say they haven't been told. Player-owned town price changes. So if you've been thinking of getting your own player-owned town, then be aware the price will increase about 20% starting on May the 1st. So there we go. Food for thought. If you've been thinking about getting a player-owned town, you may wish to take that on board and jump sooner rather than later, because it's more expensive to jump later.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Okay. And receiving pledge rewards. Yes, all of your pledge rewards are at a bank. At any bank will be fine, but if you put stuff into a bank of your own goods, then that's the only bank you can get them out of. Okay. And if you feel that your bank slot isn't big enough, you can get more slots. Or can you do it with in-game money? Yes, you can. Yes, you can do it with in-game gold.
But that's not permanent as of yet.
Right. So, or you can do it with real money. So for $5, you get 10 more slots.
I'm wondering if when the game launches live, is that going to be permanent when you buy it with gold?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I would assume, but I was...
Should be. Should be.
Heard.
Yeah. And it says each bank upgrade adds 10 more slots, but that number is subject to change based on game balancing needs. So, look, it might be more and it might be less, but everything's going to come out in the wash as they balance this game up and find out what works and what is needed.
Yeah, actually, we don't really even know how much bank space we're going to need as of yet, because it's kind of like, well, we're not really finding everything yet, so you never know.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Because I'm a pack rat and I'm tempted to buy some, but it's like, well, I don't need them yet, so I don't know.
Well, that's right. Yes. Mind you, you've got a large basement there.
I know. That's what, they haven't told us how much I can put in my basement, so it's like, well, okay. If I can keep it all there, I will.
That's right. Yeah.
But the bank, it'll be a lot easier to find stuff. You give it that much.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
My basement's going to be a black hole, I'll tell you that.
You'll disappear into there and never be seen again.
If I don't have a map to all my chests in the basement, I'm going to be lost.
You sure are. That's right. Yes. Now, the item that you want is in the 151st chest.
Yeah. The third floor down in the 16th room on the right.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, now let's see. Get lost so quick.
Oh, that's going to be such fun.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I spent the whole day just finding that stupid cape I wanted to wear.
I know. Yes. Yes. So you'll miss going to the ball because you couldn't find your
Yes, right.
Cape
that's
to
like,
wear.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't make it. I was lost.
Yes. Oh, lovely. Okay, Steam access key is available for all backers. Yeah, that's good. So, everybody who's backed Shroud is eligible to play through Steam. So just click here for instructions to redeem your access key and install the Steam client. Very nice. And again, word of mouth marketing, which is very effective. And there's nothing more powerful or more convincing than word of mouth. And we can go to the Facebook page and just click on like. That builds the profile. 36 likes up from last week. That's good.
Yeah.
And there are 328 positive Steam reviews. That's a good thing.
Plus two.
Very nice. So I will expect at least another two by next week, people.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Okay. Important, how to cancel monthly layaway payment plans. Again, we do say this every week, but it is important. If you're paying something off and you've set up a payment plan, you want to get to be citizen or knight or lord or baron or whatever, and you're putting away $10, $15, $20 a week, that's fine. And the credit card companies don't know the meaning of the word stop. And they'll just keep going. They don't, no.
But at $20 a week, you're not going very far.
True.
Lord of the Manor is a long ways away.
Well, look, we have got the payment plans extended to November. So you can do pretty good things between now and November. But seriously, if you're aiming for a particular level, keep an eye on it. Because it's just going to keep running. Unless you manually stop it. So when you get close, just manually stop it and finish it off with a little
payment. Yeah, and it's a monthly thing, not a weekly. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it is. It's a monthly thing. Correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah. And if you're on a payment plan, you will receive all the appropriate rewards when you achieve that level, not before.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's instantaneous, though.
Sorry?
It's instantaneous, just...
Yes, it is.
In case you're wondering. Yeah,
correct,
I know
yes.
From experience.
As soon as you reach that level, yep, the rewards just happen.
Yep, check your bank, there they are.
Yep, magic. And that's a nice
magic
thing to see.
It is.
Yes. Okay, the week in the news, the Black Games, they just mentioned, on April 3rd. And also April 3rd, Duke and Lord of the Manor VIP Design Roundtable with Lord British and the studio tour. How nice would that be?
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'm quite awesome. Jealous, actually. I've never even got to talk to Lord British. I'd love to go down there.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. It would, yes.
Mind you, I'd probably be stammering and not knowing what to say.
I would, too. I know you finally get to meet somebody you've been wanting to meet. It's like, I'm not going to think of nothing to say. How embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. Okay, release 17, 18, going to E3, 19, and then they're going to a Classic Game Fest. Alrighty. Lovely. Alright, what's the magic number? How many releases are we going to have before the big event?
I think were we guessing 24 a few weeks ago?
We were, yes. Yeah, I'll push it out to 26.
Yeah, that 24 would be about November, so 26 would be January?
January, February, yeah.
I would say 30 would be my guess.
30? Okay. All right. Yep.
That's next summer. This summer of 2016.
Yep. But look, the good thing is they're doing it really well. They are not going to push it out the door until it's perfect, which is a very reassuring feeling, and that's lovely. And in the meantime, we get to play it anyway.
Oh yeah, we're having plenty of fun, for sure.
We sure are.
I mean, of course, we want the game so we can like not have to redecorate, re-level, but you know.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're having fun.
Yeah. We are. We are indeed having fun.
But that is a bug. It's still a bug, right?
Yes, yes. If you find fun, it is a bug. Please report it.
I wonder if people are still reporting that. That's fun.
Oh, they'll be deluged with bug reports if they are.
Yeah, they might. They might enjoy reading those ones.
Yes, that's for sure. Okay, well, that's a good news week, I think.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Very good stuff.
Yep.
Well, I guess we can close her out for this week then. Everybody go on to their gaming and their holidays.
Brilliant. Yes, and a happy Easter to everybody, and hope it's enjoyable and restful.
Yeah, have a fun Easter. I know it's kind of a kid's holiday, you know, for finding the eggs and stuff, but whatever you do, have fun.
Absolutely. And stay safe, whatever you do.
Right. Yeah, if you're traveling or going away, stay safe, yes. So I'll take us out here. The awesome background music you're hearing for the podcast by Stephen J. Goldman, entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks again to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.